Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hello, I'm Brian McClellan, here with your very first Page Break Supplemental, where I just sit here casually for a few minutes at my desk, like I am, and tell you a little bit about what's going on in the Brianverse. So first up, quick announcement, I am going to be the digital guest of the Kern County Library on March 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern. I believe that's going to be streaming to Facebook, but I will post more of that information as I receive it later on. At the moment, we're only about 3.5 months or so away from the launch of my new epic fantasy, In the Shadow of Lightning. This is a whole new universe out from Tor Books. I'm very excited to share it with you. If you're a frequent listener of the podcast, you'll know that we talk frequently about how much we freak out when we don't have a book out for a long time. And it's been 2.5 years since my last epic fantasy. So, very excited. New universe, new magic systems, new characters. Everything's very cool. I'm thrilled about this launch with Tor. These I'm holding right here are the advanced reader copies. They may have some available. If you are a reviewer on Instagram or BookTube or wherever, try pinging Tor. And you could probably get a NetGalley invitation, or maybe, if you're lucky, one of these bad boys. So I believe that is June 21st, 2022, is when that is officially launching. For those of you in the UK, I've gotten a lot of questions about that. From what I understand, Tor is distributing directly to the UK from the US. So fingers crossed, there won't be any problems. You should be able to get the book locally without an issue. For those of you in the US, you can pre-order the signed copy from my website or just get it from wherever you want. Pre-orders are a really big deal, so please grab that. If you're planning on getting the book anyways, pre-order it. You know, it would be really awesome to hit the Times List or something like that for the first time in my career. Be pretty cool. Thank you for everybody's support. That's very cool. I'm excited about the new book. Going to be awesome. My current work is the sequel. I'm basically just plowing right ahead as requested by my editor. I know that I'm kind of famous for my little side projects, Valkyrie Collections and the Powder Mage novellas. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment, but everything's basically on hold for the time being as I try to get kind of ahead of this series so that I don't have any big gaps between any of my new books. So that's where that's at. In terms of my progress on the second book, I've been doing a lot more exploratory writing for this series, which makes it really hard to say, oh, I'm halfway done, I'm a third of the way done, whatever. That maybe sounds a little bit like a cop-out, but it's true. I'm not 100% sure where I am in the book at the moment, but it's been really fun to work on. In terms of page break, everything's been doing great. I've got a whole bunch of recordings already in the bag. I'm a little bit burnt out on it, so I'm going to take a few weeks off of doing recordings. But I've already got recordings with Naomi Novik, Brandon Sanderson, Evan Winter, a couple others. And yeah, this will be really fun. Those will be out over the course of the next month or so. So keep on listening. I'm going to give you one review of things that I've watched recently and one review of things that I've played recently. My one review of the thing that I've watched recently is Vox Machina. Michelle and I absolutely adored it. It is a adult animation based on the very famous Critical Role YouTube show. And it is very funny, a bit dirty, as expected from a Dungeons & Dragons show. It's really well done. There was everything about it was very likable. It's got that very weird mesh of anime tropes and D&D tropes, but also kind of working as a story really well. We both loved it. I'm really looking forward to the next season. I hope there's a next season, because it was stupidly fun. I really liked it. The game that I've been playing lately is Deep Rock Galactic, and that one is a comedic mining game where you can play it alone, but it's kind of best with a small group of friends. I think it's up to four players. You and your friends are launched into procedurally generated asteroids to mine, and you get attacked by creepy critters, and it's really fun. It's got a great sense of humor. Really enjoy playing it with my friends. The solo play is fine, really it's best played with a small group of buddies if you've got somebody to join up with there. Okay, so back to Valkyrie Collections. That's going to be my fan question for this episode. Valkyrie Collections is on hiatus at the moment. As I mentioned earlier, I'm trying to get ahead of Glass Immortals. It's my big epic fantasy series. The publisher gave me a whole bunch of money to stay on track. So I do plan on producing more Valkyrie Collections. I have plans, loose plans, for anywhere from one more to three more books in that series. But it's self-published. Each book is pretty small. It's something that I'm going to have the time to work on, that when I'm not trying to work on something big like Glass Immortals. I really do hope to get back to it soon. I've been promising people on Twitter that I'd get back to it for 2 years now, and it hasn't happened. So, it's on hiatus, but I'll get back to it someday. I don't know when. Other than that, yeah, so that's basically everything that's going on in the Brianverse. If more events start popping up, then I will mention them here in announcements and on my social media. If you are enjoying the podcast, please support on Patreon, or tell your friends about it, or just buy my books, or whatever, you know, try to support in whatever ways you can. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much, guys, and have a good one.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.